That's a really good question. And it gets at an important difference between two kinds of invisibility. There's a kind of props and invisibility that takes something that was formerly conscious and get rid of it, so that it's totally gone. So for instance, none of us think about manual chokes anymore for cars, except my daughter who bought a 20-year-old BMW with a manual choke for some reason that I can't fathom. But most of us don't think about manual chokes, because the computer in the engine takes care of it for you. And I sometimes jokingly have said that makes us all sort of experts at using manual chokes because we drive the car and handle it, but really we're not experts. Basically, you know, of course, it's been taken out, and we have therefore become stupider about that area. But there's another kind of invisibility that continues to keep the information coming in, but puts it into the unconscious instead of the conscious. So for instance, we've worked on three-dimensional user interfaces at Xerox PARC. And one of the things that characterizes our 3D work is that we never make a jumpy move in the interface. We always animate the move and retain object constancy to the visual system. And the result is that we can have very complicated user interfaces with literally thousands of objects moving around. And as long as we strictly conform to a kind of perceptual system expectations, you never get confused. Now, is it because you're consciously tracking those thousands of objects? No. It's because we tune the interface to use a lot of pre-existing unconscious information processing capabilities in human beings. So we haven't made you stupider, we've made you smarter by connecting into the unconscious process. That's a better kind. So I think there's a danger that we'll all get stupider about some things, but I think the challenge is not to do that, but to connect it to the unconscious processing so you still have it when you need it.